The concept of church institutions is a deception that is preventing many Christian believers from knowing and following Jesus Christ as he requires. Church institutions are taking people to hell. The concept of church building an organization was developed by men, and they even perverted the scriptures, the Bible, to support the institution that they created. All Bible translations, including King James Version, have been translated in such a way as to make believers subservient to the church and the government. That is how the Bible became the instrument of manipulation and control to hijack believers in submission to the church leadership, which in turn sold out the believers to the state for money. All institutional churches are registered with the government in order to achieve a tax exemption. They are agents of the government, servants of Satan, not of God. To them, it is all about the money. Churches brainwash believers with Bible verses to make them believe that they have to submit to the church leadership and support the church organization, or else they will go into hell. Ever since children are born into Christian families, they are taught to go to church. New converts are bombarded with Bible verses, compelling them to go to church and pay tithes and offerings to the church, or else they are robbing God. It is important for the church to get people to attend church services so that they can reinforce their brainwashing to ensure their stronghold. Believers are petrified of leaving church because they believe they are sinning against God. Further, they fear retribution, scorn, rejection, and persecution, even by close friends and family. In close communities, deserters from the church are punished and shamed to the extent that they are scared to appear in public. They can even lose their jobs or be run out of town. Many come under severe stress and go into depression. They will hate and persecute you if you are not one of them anymore. Sadly, that is what has become of Christianity. It should rather be called churchianity, because churches have nothing to do with Jesus Christ. They are Satanists, warlocks, sorcerers. They are practicing witchcraft with the Bible, casting spells, strongholds on believers for their own wicked benefit. This includes all church institutions. They are taking multitudes to hell. If you want to have eternal life, you will have to leave the church and follow Jesus, and you will suffer the retribution of the church for doing so. You have to be determined to break the stronghold of church in order to follow Jesus. You will have to be willing to take the scorn of Jesus on you. Jesus said, "You will be hated by everyone on account of my name, but the one who perseveres to the end will be saved." Mark 13, verse 13. You will not be hated for being a Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, non-denominational, or any other man-made church, but you will be hated and persecuted for confessing Jesus, his name, his words. You have to be willing to be an outcast for following Jesus and confessing him, not a church. It is fashionable in this world to carry the label of a church, but it is scornful to be associated with Jesus. If you confess and associate with Jesus, you are branded as a villain, because church is directly opposed to Jesus. Jesus said, "For whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father." Mark 8 verse 38. Do not be deceived into believing that the Jewish Pharisees loved Jesus. They hated and persecuted him. They used the scriptures to prosecute and kill him, have him crucified. They were not of God. They were of Satan, and still are. Jesus said to them, "Why do you not understand what I'm saying? It is because you cannot hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I speak truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. For this reason you do not hear them, because you are not of God." John 8 verse 43 to 47. The very same today, church institutions reject the words of Jesus. His words as recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. They rather twist the words of Paul and preach a false Christ gospel to deceive the people into disobeying Jesus. They are enemies of the cross of Jesus. They glorify the cross on which Jesus suffered and died, but they reject Jesus and his command when he says, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Matthew 16 verse 24. You have to pick up your cross every day and follow Jesus if you wish to follow him and have eternal life. Salvation comes through obeying Jesus, not through just believing in him and confessing that we believe in him, as the churches preach. They lie. Jesus said, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I command?" The church leadership do not know nor follow Jesus. They follow the doctrines of demons that they learn from the church-sponsored seminaries and Bible colleges. They are seminaries of vice and crime. They learn to twist the scriptures and apply church doctrine to deceive, manipulate, and control the people, just like Satan did when he tempted Jesus with Bible verses. Do not be deceived by their works of charity. Those are not to help people, but rather to promote and build the church, similar to many secular charities. We do not demonstrate our love for Jesus through charity, but rather through obedience to him, to his words, his commands. Salvation depends on our relationship with Jesus that is performed through our obedience to him. That was preached by Peter on the day of Pentecost. Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." Acts 2 verse 38 and 39. Jesus did not command his disciples to build churches. He commanded them to make disciples who know and follow him. Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all that I have commanded you." Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. It is not easy to break the stronghold of church. That is why many stay in the church and never follow Jesus, even though they know the church is not right. They prefer to stay with the church of their fathers and then follow their fathers into hell. For your own sake, dear friend, break with church and follow Jesus. You will be persecuted, but you will experience the peace and comfort of Jesus if you stay with him until the end. May Jesus bless you.
Jesus Christ is alive and hell is real. I am here to introduce you to Jesus Christ so that you can know him and follow him and have eternal life. Subscribe to my channel to learn more about Jesus. May Jesus bless you.